It's not every day I'm on a beach at 5 a.m. with a person that's basically testing for poop in the water. But for Nicole Forbes, who's wearing a set of bright teal waders with her hair tied in a ponytail, this is what every Wednesday morning looks like this summer.
Yeah, I just take out my two little bottles and I uncap them and I put them straight into the water and pull them up. And then I make sure that they're filled to the line.
We're at South Point Higgins, one of 11 beaches Forbes is testing this morning near Ketchikan. With her two bottles, she heads straight into the cold water.
All right, this is where I go in.
While she's in the water, she also tests the air and water temperature and makes mental notes on wildlife in the area, how many people in boats are there, and if there is anything unusual, like a strange smell. And Forbes finds a lot of wildlife during these early mornings, including starfish.
Well, not the regular one, but the one you most commonly see. And, oh, that one might be dead.
She has also seen humpback whales, plenty of eagles, and seals, which are a favorite.
So they'll, like, pop their heads up and, like, look at me, and then, like, go back down, and then they'll pop back up and be like, you're still out here? But that's always really fun.
Seeing wildlife is a fun perk, but the reason for all of these tests is serious, public safety. Forbes is an environmental specialist with the Ketchikan Indian Community, a native organization working with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation to monitor fecal bacteria and enterococci bacteria in the water at beaches around Ketchikan.
We want to make sure that the beaches are safe for everyone. I know beaches are super important in so many different ways to us here. Not only are there, you know, resources out there like seaweed and different ocean foods like sea asparagus, but we also have people out there with their kids playing in the water.
DEC and KIC started testing Ketchikan's beaches last summer as a part of the Alaska Beach Grant Program, a federally funded initiative to reduce waterborne illness on Alaska's beaches. Testing last year showed fecal bacteria at unsafe levels in at least one location every week that testing was done. Advisories for seven locations were issued in a span of a month. This summer, levels have actually been low.
We haven't had too many exceedances this year, which has been fantastic.
How does this poop get in the water? They're also trying to figure that out. Forbes surveys boats, wastewater outfalls, and wildlife on each beach to help gather data on what the source might be. She also sends a few water samples down to Florida where they test to see whether bacteria is from humans, gulls, or dogs. KIC Cultural Resources Director Tony Galagos also tagged along with us that morning. He says because there's so little data so far, it's hard to say at this point where the bacteria is coming from.
It's hard to point fingers at any one source. You know, you're pretty much going to be waving your hand instead of pointing your finger. So it's a wide area. I don't think there's a single smoking gun out there that we could fix one thing.
The report DEC released after last summer's testing said it's unlikely cruise ships dumping wastewater is the cause because of the stringent health regulations those ships have to follow. KIC and DEC will continue beach testing in future summers. DEC Environmental Program Specialist Gretchen Peichel says if a beach continually shows high level of bacteria year after year, it'll be listed as impaired and banned from public use until levels consistently return to normal.
Once a water is put on the impaired water bodies list, EPA requires a TMDL, which is a total maximum daily load report. But it's also, you can look at it as a remediation plan. This is what's in the water. This is the magnitude, duration, and frequency of how we're seeing it in that water. And what can we do to improve the water quality?
Until then, Nicole Forbes will continue waking up early and donning her teal waders. In Ketchikan, I'm Liam Niemeyer.